At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, 3 o'clock hour here on the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana program. Crowder is in New York. He's taking a sip. Got to make sure he gets extra phlegmy for the segment.
I'm good to go.
Wash it all down. What are you gnawing on up there? Were you in some sort of bonvoy? What are you gnawing on?
Lay's potato chips.
And well, Wait a second. Hold on. You're lecturing us about juicing and cleansing for the last 5 programs. And now you're just throwing down bags of potato chips and drinking sodas?
It's not a soda. It's a bubbly.
Oh, bubbly. Very nice.
Zero calories. It's just, you know, water with bubbles. And it's all they have. They have no big selection. So I went downstairs. I was trying to find me. The almonds they had were covered with peanut butter and chocolate. That's not healthy.
That's why you got to carry around your own bag of almonds like Ira Winderman.
I need the Winderman, they asked, because
that's right.
All they had were like potato chips. And this is the worst part. It's funny you asked me because I wasn't going to say it because I'm embarrassed. They had Hot Pockets. And I'm hungry. I didn't eat since last night at like 9, and I haven't eaten anything this morning. I got up, got the early flight, didn't eat on the plane, was rushing to get to talk to Boris Kodjo. So this is my first time eating all day.
Who?
Boris Kodjo, the actor, big black dude, bald head. He's
no
like
idea.
A model.
What would I have seen him in?
Beautiful human. He was in like, he played a lot of the, like Brown Sugar, Loving Basketball. He was in, he was on a lot of sitcoms. When you see his face, you'll recognize him. K-O-D-J-O-E.
I see. Boris Kodjo.
Yeah. Real, real smart dude. He's. I was out of my league in the room where he was talking. Didn't know the words he was using. He's German.
I don't know if... I don't know if any of these things are on my DVR library.
He was in Resident Evil. He was on Grey's Anatomy, the whitest show ever.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that one... I am unlike most whites. I've never seen Grey's Anatomy. I'm an outlier.
So I go downstairs. I run down. We got a 10-minute break at the end of the hour. I run down. I'm going to grab some. All I have is Doritos and Lay's and, you know, candy bars and stuff. So I look over in the little freezer, and they have Hot Pockets. That's not healthy at all. It's cheese, pepperoni, and bread. But I'm hungry as hell. I don't have a microwave in my room. So I haven't.
You didn't eat.
No. I'm staring at it. It's just a freezing cold
Hot Pocket. I thought you were going to tell me that you ate the Hot Pocket like a popsicle. I was going to be mortified.
I purchased an $8 Hot Pocket with nothing to warm it up in.
But they have the microwave downstairs at the little Bonvoy store.
I have to rush now. During the break, I have to run down. I have to microwave it in the little room. It's a hassle.
Jimmy, call the front desk for Crowder. and see if they can send someone up to grab the Hot Pocket to bring it down, microwave it, and then bring it back up.
Jimmy, I'm going to send you the number. It's right here on the phone.
I'm going to send you the number, Jimmy. You just call the front desk, say, hey, I'm Mr. Crowder's assistant, Mr. Channing Crowder's assistant, and he would like someone to come up, use the term fetch. He would like someone to come up and fetch his Hot Pocket to microwave it and then bring it back up as quick as possible.
There you go, Jim boy. I just sent it to you.
And mention that, what are you, like Gold Elite or something? Platinum?
Ambassador.
Mention he's ambassador level, Bonvoy.
Oh, we get this done, boy.
If you look in the studio right now, under Jimmy, there's an actual bowel movement.
That's accurate.
Yeah.
We have, not that that was very appetizing, but we have on the show every day this week a chance for you to win a $50 gift card to eat, drink, and watch sports at Twin Peaks. So just keep listening. Sometime before 6 o'clock, we will give away today's $50 gift card for Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored is brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions and three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. You can experience amazing with Tobin and Solana Sunday beginning at 9 a.m., getting you ready for one dog of a game, the Browns and the Dolphins. And Game Day Uncensored can be heard here on 104.3 FM WQAM. From Bet Online, these are some of the updated odds for some of the postseason awards. Do you know who the going favorite is for NFL League MVP?
Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield.
I would bet Baker.
Baker Mayfield has gone from 8-1 to 2-1. Baker Mayfield is a huge favorite right now.
And in his life, he's gone from a first round bust to an MVP. It's crazy.
How about that? How about that? How often does that happen? Was he first overall?
Very early. He had to be top three. He was that man coming out of college.
Yeah, he was. He was the number one overall pick, right?
How I don't know. I'd have to look it up. Yeah. How many people forget about first overall? Was he first overall?
Yeah, Saquon went 2. Sam Darnold went 3. Bradley Chubb went 5 to the Denver Broncos. Josh Allen went 7.
And again, Sam Darnold's having a heck of a second act. I'm talking about who goes from first round or first overall bust, considered a bust, to being in the MVP conversation, the lead candidate for MVP 5 seasons later.
I would guess 0. No, 0. We would have heard the story before. 0. No, that's crazy.
Because where did he go after Cleveland? Where did he end up? He was in Carolina.
But he got I don't know if he forced his way out or if he got traded or cut maybe. And then the Rams picked him up. And there was one game with LA where he led a comeback and it literally revitalized his career. That one game. Yeah. He played 5. I'm looking it up right now. He played 5 for the Rams. But there was one specific game. It revitalized his career. It's why the Buccaneers just took a flyer on him. And 3 years later, I mean, he's an MVP favorite. But I wouldn't say necessarily he was a bust in Cleveland because he won a playoff game for them. The first playoff game that organization had won in over a decade.
Remember that he had a whole – like he had a huge advertising campaign. They thought he was going to be something special because he did have that – remember, didn't the Browns have a promotion going with like Bud Light? Where when they win a home game, everyone's going to get free beer because they hadn't won a home game in however long. And then they won a home game and he won a playoff game. And remember, there were all those commercials where he was living at the stadium. They called him Barker. He was trying to get in. They're like, oh, thank you, Barker. But it never really amounted to anything. And now he's literally the favorite to win MVP.
That's a perfect example of environment changing. The change of scenery thing, yeah. It would have to be that. But there's not – Hawk, I bet we could find a first rounder. I would doubt we could find a first pick. But
I'm saying to launch themselves, not just revitalize their career. Yeah. Geno Smith did, Sam Darnold did. I'm just thinking of recent guys. But I'm talking about launch themselves into MVP category.
No. Because it has to be a quarterback.
Yeah.
No.
And you can't even say the Buccaneers are a good team. I'm not trying to take away from them, but you can't say they surrounded him with the elite of the elite, and it's the greatest team ever put around him. I mean, they're a good team.
Mike Evans isn't even playing the last couple of weeks.
Evans isn't playing. Bro, listen to who he was throwing to. They put up 30 points against the Niners. Look who he was throwing to. Cameron Johnson, Cade Otton, Sterling Shepard, Tez Johnson, Rashad White, the backup running back. They were without Bucky Irv. Like, I mean,
did you guys see the Tez Johnson video from yesterday?
Yeah,
phenomenal.
It is is he likable? That whole team is likable.
You want to see something funny? There's a man cleaning my window. Right outside my window. And I'm on the ninth floor.
But do you think we can see your phone?
Hold on, I'm going to play it for you.
He goes, do you want to see something funny? And then all of a sudden he's, oh, look at that.
That is pretty funny.
He's looking right at me in the eyes.
That's great, man.
He's looking at me.
Show him a little something.
Lucky you're wearing pants today.
Give him a show.
Oftentimes you don't wear pants for the show.
On the ninth floor, I see a man outside my window.
Jimmy, is that the guy you called for the Hot Pocket?
100%.
Confirmed. So Baker's in the lead for MVP. Patrick Mahomes stays in second. Josh Allen moves to third. Drake May goes from 22-1 to 9-1. He is in fourth place right now. Aaron Rodgers goes from 80-1 to 50-1. Coach of the year, Shane Steichen is once again the favorite. Liam Cohen goes from first to third. Duval. Ryan Daboll goes from 100-1 to 28-1. What a miraculous just vibe turnaround in New York, because I don't think they're going to win anything, but the vibes there are just immaculate right
Jackson
now.
Jackson Dart.
Offensive rookie of the year, Jackson Dart is the new favorite, surpassing Emeka Ibuka, who I think is injured, right?
He's hurt. That's going to kill him.
Cam Scataboo is 9-1, started at 33-1.
He can't beat his quarterback, though. They're on the same
offensive
team.
Offensive player of the year. You want to guess who the favorite is right now for offensive player of the year? And I believe that's a non-quarterback.
Jonathan Taylor.
Offensive.
Jonathan Taylor is it.
That's it? Yep. He's going crazy. Hell, you better watch out for Dowdle. Dowdle got 600 yards in two games.
We're going to see Chuba Hubbard on the trade block because of Rico Dowdle.
Goodness gracious.
And you want to guess who the favorite is for comeback player of the year?
Indiana Jones has to be.
It's not.
Because he wasn't hurt. No, I'm with you, though. It used to start at guys that were hurt.
But I don't think this guy was hurt either, although maybe he was hurt. Yeah, he was hurt a few games.
It's starting to turn into the most improved player.
It's a quarterback?
Right. Yeah.
He was hurt?
I think he missed some games last season, if I'm correct.
Darren Waller?
He got a chance now. He keeps scoring every game.
Yeah. It's Dak.
Dak?
Dak's having an unbelievable season.
He's balling, but comeback. Yeah, no, Dak's doing his thing. Huck, this is where I get misconstrued about my Dak takes. Dak mm-hmm. can play. He's going to get to the damn playoffs. They're going to play the 49ers or the Buccaneers in the first round. He's going to get his ass kicked. It's hey, what he
played,
does.
He played 8 games last year. He was hurt.
Yeah, so he was hurt most of the season.
All right, let's do headlines. Aronde Gadsden is going to join us this hour. His son, OG the second, rough start to the Dolphins-Chargers game, but then dude was balling.
Yes, he was.
So we'll hear how it all played out in front of Aronde on Sunday. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
I'm sorry, but if Daniel Jones doesn't win comeback player of the year, as long as, you know, they keep on this trajectory, it's a joke. And respect to Dak for coming back from injury, but it shouldn't be based on, oh, who was injured and who wasn't. I mean, that could factor in, but think about Daniel Jones. Laughed out of New York, who was a dumpster fire for Daniel Dimes.
But is that a comeback?
I'm sorry, Danny Cutlets. For sure, the guy, everybody saw him.
You've said 14 wrong names in the last, 5 seconds. I feel like you're channeling my late father. half the time I didn't know who Lyle was talking about. It took me a while to figure it all out. But he didn't. Is Daniel Jones coming back from anything?
Yeah, from the
or
dead.
Or is he just playing better than he did last season? There's a difference.
He's playing a lot better. I think it has a lot to do with Shane Steichen, though.
Yeah.
But he's balling. I mean, he's an MVP candidate.
Yeah, because of Shane Steichen. He's not hurt. He wasn't injured. He was healthy as hell in New York. He gets to Indy, and now he's a Indiana Jones MVP. A year apart, it has to do with the system, it has to do with the coaching.
But if Fabrizio Cutlets replaces you, and then all of a sudden you're an MVP candidate, how's that not comeback player of the year worthy?
What did he come back from?
Right.
From being trash, from being laughed out of New York, from being considered washed.
I don't think that's a comeback.
He was emotionally injured?
Yeah. Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. Have we ever given that to DBJ?
I don't think so. What did you tell me to give him yesterday? I forgot to write it down.
Forget about Dre.
The lyric. Was that yesterday?
Yeah, I played that yesterday.
Yeah.
The last thing I have written down for DBJ is...
Wow, what is going on with you?
GB Day.
What is happening with you?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This guy's rooting for a quarterback named Danny Cutlets, who I just think is the maitre d' at New York Prime.
How do initials turn into a word? Day.
I tried some tuna tartare at lunch, and I think I'm having an allergic reaction.
you sure you didn't have ayahuasca at lunch?
Oh, I might have found one. What you talking about? Just left for dead and then become something? The closest thing I can find is Alex Smith. Drafted in 05. Garbage years. And then he goes to, and he's still in San Fran the whole time. Then they go on to win it. Closest thing I can get.
That's a good one. So you had tuna tartare? I thought you were allergic to seafood.
Yeah, I think I'm having an allergic reaction.
Call GB Day.
Yeah.
Bro, Alex Smith makes all the sense in the world. That dude lost his leg. His leg was gone.
Yeah.
And he was able to, for whatever reason, I don't know why, come back. And
what's the last line you have written down for Notorious B.I.G.?
How you say cucumber.
Wait, there's another one, though. There's another one. Did you see Alec Baldwin got in a car crash yesterday? I saw someone tweet out, it was a picture of it, and he was on the phone after his car accident. He crashed into a tree, and the little caption read, how you say accident.
You say cucumber.
All right, your local headlines. We got FIU football tonight. They're at Western Kentucky. I think that game's on ESPN.
I can't imagine they're just playing it for no reason at all on Tuesday night. It's got to be on TV. I believe I'm going to bet my balance on Western Kentucky. I've seen my balance go. And so I want to make a nice big hit. And FIU's 10.5-point underdogs. I just can't imagine that FIU is going anywhere on the road and on a Tuesday night. There's no way that FIU is in this game. I don't know anything about Western Kentucky other than your roommate played there or something like that. I don't know anything about FIU other than they lost to UConn by 150 points. I am convinced that FIU gets blowed out tonight.
ESPNU, by the way.
Oof.
I'm gonna jump on that bet. Oh. Can I bet $8.17? Do they do change?
Oh, I've done that before.
Man, I've been getting crushed.
It was FIU's coach, his birthday this past week. So this is an emotional victory coming up for FIU.
I bet.
One for the Gipper.
The Florida Panthers lost yesterday. So they're 3-0-1. They'll be at the Red Wings tomorrow, 7 p.m. And the Heat lost to the Hawks last
night.
They're
not 3-0-1.
3-1-0?
Yeah, if they won three and lost one.
I think we've done this before, Hawk.
No, that's soccer you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah, 3-1-0. And
are you okay?
You, come on, man.
Are you okay?
You ate tuna?
That one's an honest
mistake. Why did you eat tuna tartare?
because it was ordered and I tried some. But yeah, I'm feeling.
Oh, you were at Toro Toro today.
I was. It was delicious.
Okay, because I talked with Amanda, so I know what happened. So that's a client of his. We all love Toro Toro, by the way, but he does endorsements for Toro Toro. Their food is fantastic, but I know what happened. So Lana was there, and they brought out a whole bunch of stuff, and he didn't want to say, I don't eat that or I don't want that. Mm. And so he just kind of went with the flow. So were you nervous when you were eating the tuna tartare?
No.
Because now you're delving into not just seafood, but uncooked.
Yeah, no, I wasn't nervous. I mean, it was good. It was delicious.
It was.
I crushed it.
Now you can't speak.
But I told you guys that I'm allergic to seafood.
I can't wait to hear the commercial for them in the 4 o'clock hour.
Sorrow.
Bro, you want to know the funniest thing that happened
to
that?
So nice of Toro Toro to hire someone nonverbal for their radio endorsements.
I think Amanda would be okay with me telling the story. So today's Taco Tuesday at Toro Toro. They have this fire taco bar, and they have condiments out. Amanda, she does sales for us, one of our favorite account executives. She's vegan or vegetarian. She doesn't eat meat.
She was vegan for a long time. Now she's vegetarian. Yeah.
And at one point, she walked over to the taco bar, and she saw like this little, you know how sometimes the condiments, the ketchup or whatever, they'll come like fancy little cups. She grabbed something that she thought was queso, and she was just going to eat the queso, and she ate the whole thing. And Gina from Toro Toro was like, that's sour cream. That's not queso. She just ate a side of sour cream thinking she was eating cheese.
Sour cream is good, though.
Confuse it with melted cheese?
I don't think I would do that. But wait, can you imagine what this meeting was like? You've got Solana's unable to say a word. Amanda's shoveling sour cream down her
Oh man.
This has your commercial written all over it where all of a sudden they've disappeared tomorrow. What was that lady's name?
Oh man,
Vanessa Hernandez.
That is. I have a radio record. No one's messed up an endorsement in a minute.
No one has done what you have done,
Joanna Hernandez.
Joanna Hernandez.
Henderson.
It took me a minute to throw away an endorsement.
So what happened? You're at this lunch and they're like, oh, this is tuna tartare. You're going to love this. So like, they're not asking you whether you would eat it or not. They're probably like, oh, you're going to love this. So you.
Yeah.
You just ate it.
I eat it. Yeah. I mean, it served. It looked delicious. And it was delicious, by the way. I genuinely enjoyed it. I probably had more than I should have because, again, I don't eat seafood. I just don't. Other than the occasional fried calamari, and that's right. And
you thought it was just little watermelon cubes?
No, but it was good. Like, I enjoyed it. It was delicious. I happened to enjoy it.
Do they have the plantain chips still?
Oh, so good!
Oh my
man.
Goodness, Toro Toro's food's off the chain.
Yeah, it's really good there.
Yeah,
is that why you're wearing that shirt?
What's wrong with my shirt?
I didn't say there was anything wrong with it. I just asked, is that why you're wearing that shirt? That's a really innocuous question.
It's a nice shirt. I don't understand why you think I'm wearing this shirt.
That was a Toro Toro shirt.
Yeah, I what's wrong with this shirt?
Did Charlie Brown meet you there?
That was a fire shirt, man. Fire shirt.
Me, Valentino, Charlie Brown.
I literally didn't say it wasn't. All I said was, is that why you're wearing that shirt?
Yeah, it is. It is.
All right.
You look like a real cool economics teacher. Nope. That nice to the kid.
He got very defensive. All I asked was, is that why you're wearing that shirt? Right, you don't normally wear a collared shirt on this show. So I was asking.
It's just I thought a question out of left field, but whatever.
I'm just asking.
Okay.
I love to go to Miss Solana's class after lunch.
Right. It's a great shirt with horizontal stripes, thick and thin.
I'm done with you guys.
Which one you want? That one. Thick line, little line, thick line.
I want a shirt with thin horizontal stripes or thick horizontal stripes. Well, sir, do we have a gift for you here? Aisle 3 at Kohl's.
Weather. Sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. It's
my reputation precedes me, because all I asked was a very innocuous question. Is that why you're wearing that shirt? And he went on high alert. He went to DEFCON 1.
I hope a hit dog a holler. Who's wrong with my shirt?
I didn't even throw a rock.
You did throw a rock. Just ask it, because he don't even like the damn shirt.
I knew I shouldn't have worn this shirt.
I hate this shirt, Valentina. Man. Valentina gave me this shirt.
Valentina! Hawk's making fun of my shirt again.
And Sunday night.
That,
Sunday
what's
night.
That I'm Russell Brand movie with Jonah Hill. Oh, and God. Russell Brand wears the shirt. Like, oh, my eyes, anything but the shirt.
Oh, no. Take my eyes, not the shirt. That's Forgetting Sarah Marshall, right?
Yeah, Forgetting Sarah Marshall. What a it's great scene.
Aren't you going to order some club soda to clean a shirt? No, it's okay. That's your weather.
All right, very good. Aronde Gadsden is going to join us next.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
50% of the time I stay in hotels, I clog the toilet.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There you go. That's good producing, Jimmy. I mentioned it on the other side. You've got it coming out. The video here is great if you're watching on YouTube, because Crowder looks like almost like he had fallen asleep with his shirt off. We're on the air, Crowder. I was saying, for people watching on the video, it almost looked like you had fallen asleep on the couch in the little tank top that you've got working over there. Rhonda Gadsden is going to join us here. Look at those tattoos you're rocking. I mean, this guy's going, he's throwing it back. Does Rhonda have tattoos?
I don't think OG has tattoos.
We had this exact same conversation bringing OG in like 2 weeks ago. The exact same.
We did? About tattoos? Did we ask you about tattoos, OG?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Yeah, we did.
This is the tuna tartare talking.
No, I'm
because if I don't remember that, Crowder doesn't remember that, and Aronde himself doesn't remember that, don't you think you're on the outside here?
Well, yeah, but Crowder and OG took hits to the head, and you're just forgetful.
No, I don't think we are. Do you have tattoos, Aronde?
One on my shoulder. It's the OG logo.
I don't feel like we had this conversation. Are you sure, Solana?
I would have remembered that.
Okay.
Yeah, I would have remembered that, too.
Yeah. Solana had tuna tartare for lunch, and his head is scrambled, but he doesn't eat seafood, and we think he's having a reaction to it.
You got Benadryl?
He needs an EpiPen. Anybody have an EpiPen?
Oh man! It was the sashimi. Was it raw tuna?
It was raw.
Yeah, it was the tartare. Yeah.
No man. Yeah, Solana, you're doing bad. When things get blurry, just hold your hands up. Maybe Jimmy can give you the Heimlich or something.
When things get blurry, don't look at your shirt. All right, let me bring on Aronde officially here. Aronde Gadsden is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He probably would have been an embarrassed former Miami Dolphin watching the game Sunday, but because his son was catching pass after pass for the Chargers, he was probably one of the only former Dolphins leaving the stadium happy on Sunday. So let's go through it, because we were all watching. Obviously, we're all rooting for OG the second. He gets the first pass, and he fumbles it, and it leads to Dolphins points. And he looked – I know you were there. I'm watching on TV. They're showing him on the bench. Yeah. He looked obviously bothered and despondent. How did you react to watching it?
I was upset, for him. You know what I mean? Like, it was – it's a unfortunate situation. I'm sure he's just trying to get down at that point, and they I don't know whether Rasul Douglas, somebody made a good punch out. It was a good punch out. But the problem is you can get through fumbles, you know, it happens, you know, you don't want it to happen. Obviously, I mean, you've been carrying a football for most of your life, so you know how to carry football, but problem is they scored on the next play. So now in your mind, you're like, I'm responsible for 7 points, you know, and you go through the whole scenario in your head while you're sitting on the sideline and, you know, it goes away, but it doesn't, because, you know, at the end of the game, like now you're down by one, I think 27, 26 or 44 seconds left. And you like, if I didn't fumble, they wouldn't have got 7. So minus 7, we'd have won the game. So all that goes through your head while you're playing. But, you know, I was upset. I was, you know, and I know him. you know, when he put that towel over his head, I know he's saying every curse word in the book, and he's like, I'm home, this can't end like this. It's just not going to go down like this. But, you know, I think it's been the proudest, one of the proudest moments I've been of him for him, because he came back. He shook it off and came back. Most people would win the tank, but he came back. And, you know, I think, you know, I'm happy the Chargers had enough confidence in him to go back. You know, it's many times you do something bad, and then you just in the game running around doing, you know, exercise. You're doing cardio for the rest of the game because you're a rookie and you messed up. But they trusted him enough to throw the ball back to him, and you know, he did his thing.
And I was going to ask to that point, like, does that show you something about it's really not Herbert, Harbaugh, the whole offensive staff, to where they kept that trust in him? Because he went for 7 for 68. It's not like they changed the offense because he fumbled. They had him in the game plan and they stuck with their game plan.
Yeah, I think, you know, kind of two things happened. I think Justin Herbert had confidence in him, and you know, he didn't drop it, he just fumbled it. You know, in my mind I'm like, when you catch the next one, just go straight down to your knees, you know what I mean? Like, don't worry about trying to run, you know what I'm saying? Like, just catch it and go down, wait for somebody to come and touch you, referee somebody. But I think you like I said, a few things happened. Obviously they were doubling Keenan Allen, because they're like, yo, we're gonna take this away, and you know, everybody else was downfield, which you know the way the old line is structured at this point, you don't have that much time. So he was the, you know, stopgap, and he just made the best of his opportunities. That was it. I don't think it was anything else. I mean, he was gonna be in there for that reason, like you said. But I think it you know, obviously now you like, I'm really going to double because the rookie just fumbled. If you think the rookie going to beat us, that's not going to happen. If you Weaver and a defensive coordinator, you like, you feel got a good game plan at this point.
Hey, OG, what was your reaction to the entire final sequence? Was it almost like, oh no, Herbert's down, JP's got him, to then, oh, McConkey, middle of the field, oh, now all of a sudden he's down the sideline.
Like, yeah, my reaction was I truly thought he was going to get sacked. And, you know, now you look up in the clock and go through the scenarios in your head. But when he pulled out and threw the ball, you know, it goes back to the same thing I said, you know, especially in our situation here as Dolphin fans, you got a 6'6" quarterback. You know what I mean? But, you know, Phillips got him in the grass, but he, you know, he's 6'6", 250, you know what I'm saying? It's a big dude playing quarterback, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? We just don't have that statue-wise, you understand what I'm saying? Like, that's, I'm going for that. I'm going to, you know, harken back to the draft, one go five, one go six, you know what I'm saying? I'm airing on this 6'6", 240 dude, and that's the reason why. Because those, you know, he there were two, three other plays where he threw the ball when seven people on him just to get the incompletion. Wasn't like he was trying to, you know, create something. He was just like, you know, it's an incompletion. You know, other quarterbacks might have went down. And so, you know, that's the good part about having that guy at statue. You know what I mean? Like, you get those things to happen when you're that big. And so, If it was me, that's the side I'm hearing on. Like, if he a bust, listen, Ryan Leaf, okay, didn't work out. And like you were saying, Danny Dimes didn't work out, but he's still 6'6" quarterback that can run. I'm probably going to take that.
Well, I would say watching that particular play, Dave Hyde had tweeted it out after the game, like, watching that particular play, there's no question who made the right choice. But regardless, where do the Dolphins go from here, OG? Because they're 1-5. They've had some heartbreaking losses. The loss Sunday, to me, wasn't horrible because Tua did bring them back to the lead. But then he had his post-game comments, which were ridiculous. I mean, what do you do? You're 1-5. The quarterback said something that was silly after the game. Like, what do you do now?
I mean, it's tough because the guy who's, you know, and this doesn't mean you're the leader, but if you're the quarterback and you make the most on the team, that kind of puts you in the leader box, you know, and when your leader is kind of, you know, snitching, you know, that doesn't make, you know, players feel good. Like, it's two reasons you don't come to a players-only meeting. One, because it's just not mandatory. I don't have to come. I'm not getting fined because you got to have it at a time when it's not, you know, period of meeting. You know, you won't have it 8 a.m. You won't have it 6 after practice. You won't have it on your off day. Well, it's not mandatory. I don't have to come. So that's one thing. And the second reason you don't come is because you don't think nothing going to happen. Like, ain't nothing going to happen. If we have it, what's going to happen? Like, you know, I remember one time the vets were upset and everybody was hemming and hawing in the locker room like, man, Jimmy got us practicing 2 days. It's almost 3 days because we go to practice like at 2:30, right? It's our second practice of the day, and then it rains. And then Jimmy, like, everybody go in the locker room, keep your stuff on. When the rain is over, we coming back out. Like, yo, it's over. It's raining. Like, we can go. Like, no, sit in the locker room with your stuff on. Then you come back out at 4:30 after the rain. Now it's 724 degrees. And now we got practice again. That's like 3 days, bro. Like, come on, bro. What you doing? And everybody are talking, you know, and then Dan will say, hey, listen, I'm going to go to Jimmy and tell them, you know, it's just too much. We got to do something else. And everybody like, yeah, you know, yeah, Senator. And Dan like, yo, he go talk to him. And then Jimmy come out like, yo, we're going to have hat day. If that happens again, just go and put on a hat and come out and just practice. Everybody like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know, they like, if Ray Lewis or Michael Irvin or somebody called players only, maybe you think something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. Players just don't think like, probably not. So there's no need for me to go. Like, you know, those
hey, it's Tua's meeting. Nah.
That's those are the two reasons you probably don't go to a players meeting. I'll show up late. Like, you know, if you have it at 8 and meetings start at 9, I get there like 8:50. You know what I'm saying? Like, here the last of it. The only people in those meetings are the rookies who got no choice really because they just, you know, they just.
Oh, here the last I got of it. Early.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I hear a tail end, I fill in whatever in my mind, I think. Let me tell you a cool story, a funny story. Like the most frequent question I had all day Sunday was like, how did it feel hearing your name called in the stadium? I really wasn't thinking about it, be quite honest. I'm just trying to help my kid mentally get out of the fumble slump and get back on and, you know, get a pass. I wouldn't really care about my name, but, you know, probably he caught a deep out. So he had like 5 catches at this point, and they ran a deep out. They did say it. And so the people in front of me, you know, not knowing, you know, I'm not like I'm a Rondé ass or whatever. But the lady was like, no, it was the first one when he fumbled. The lady was like, does he still play? He's old. That's why he fumbled. And I was like, ah. and then about after that long deep pass, and they called it again, around their number 86 on the catch, and the lady was like, I don't know what's going on here. And then my aunt was like, well, that's his son, the dude you thinking about behind you. He is old. He's not playing. And she turned around. She's like, oh. So it was pretty funny.
Great.
You know what I mean? You
know, it was pretty funny. Great. So. A great story. Yeah, they were on TV. They were talking about you on TV, yeah. Andrew Catalan, and who was it? Jason McCourty, I think. It was, you were mentioned a lot.
Listen. We fall far from grace of those are two commentators
when you get over when you've got Ed Archuleta. That's when things have hit rock bottom.
You're doing super bad. Is that McCarty on NBC? Is that we got the brother? I don't know what we got. Like, I don't know, man.
I don't know. We got one of the brothers. I don't know which one.
Hey, OG, we doing bad.
With the Tua situation, if you're in 2025, you are a receiver on the Dolphins, does the original OG, do you have to approach Tua and say something?
Yeah, you have to. You have to. If, even if it was, you know what I mean, like it was, you know, my year after Dan and OJ left, and now it's me and Chris Chambers. I gotta go something to say something to Jay. Jay, not, you know what I'm saying, he's not from here. Like, he came from Jacksonville. Like, yo, you have to say something because you are the leader. You've been here. Like, yo, like, what's going on, man? Why would you say that? And you call a meeting, or whoever called the players only meeting. It seems like he called it. You know what I mean? Like, you call a meeting now, because obviously you're taking roll, because you know players not there or coming late. Like, you're a teacher's pet at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to go to him and say, look, bro, we got to approach this a different way, because you know the tenor of the room. People not listening. You know what I mean? Like, they're not listening. And I think the whole thing is they don't know what's going to happen if I go. If we all here and we all go and we lose the same way we've been losing, why did we even come into this meeting? Why you call it? But you have to be that guy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, before you say that, you don't even say, hey, I got to play better. I threw 3 picks. You know what I mean? We got to get on the next week, but I got to play better. You don't even say that first. Like, that should be the first thing you said. Now, you know, you kind of like, all right, you recognize you won't, you know, 100. You played well. Now, don't get me wrong. He played well. You know what I mean? It wasn't his fault, really, but 3 picks is 3 picks. I didn't know it wasn't his fault, really. The first one, Waddle kind of handed the ball off to the defensive guy. But, you know, it's still, you have to preface it by saying something. And whoever that guy is, you know, has to say something. Even Waddle be like, hey, man, look here, let me talk to you over here for a second. By the water cooler. You know what I mean? Like, yo, we can't do this because it's just me and you out here. We can't just have me and you. I don't think A-Chain, you know, has enough cachet at this point. He may have just as much as Waddle, but I just don't see him doing that. I think Waddle would be more of a, all right, because I'm stepping up in the role and I know you're going to need me and I know you're going to throw it to me a lot. You know, like Waller can't say it.
Too soon.
All good, but wow. Yeah, too soon. Like, even though you're having a great – and you've been in the league, but being here is different. And so somebody has to say, hey, look, man. And, you know, it may be Waddle, they Bama guys. So they, you know, they probably would listen to him. But somebody has to say something to him at this point about Leo. And you've been saying some – this is not the first time. You've been saying some off-the-wall stuff here recently, bro. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's the money or what's going on, but you've been – you know what I'm saying? You've been playing in left field here recently, bro.
Water cooler conversation. That's when
you
got to
put. Yeah, you got to put your hand up on top of the water cooler, lean to the side, and when he walk over with his little white cup, you got to be like, "Yo, bro, let me holler at you for a second." You know what I'm saying? Like, and then you just got to have a real conversation with him. You know what I mean?
Like, maybe even put on a sport coat, like you're a mid-level manager.
We got the cooler, we got all the Gatorades in. You can get any color you want. You just stand there, you know, with your legs crossed, lean on the cooler. And when he come through, be like, hey, my man, let me holler at you for a second, bro.
My man. This is...
Hey, buddy. You know what I'm saying? Let me talk to you for a second.
Over here. Hey, pull up a chair.
We got to go through.
What kind of water you want? You want hot or cold? Let's have a look.
Yeah, roll tide. Yeah, we got to do something, man. That need to be the players only meeting. The four guys that Tua thinks he's calling everybody just ain't going to work. Just not.
We'll see you, Rondé. Tell your son we loved watching him, man.
Thanks. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
There you go. Rondé Gadsden. The 4 o'clock hour is already here, but we got to take a break because we went long and we had a lot to cover. So just hang with us. We're going to take a quick break and we'll come back with 4 o'clock headlines a little bit late.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Text threads are meant for pictures of Jimmy's hot dog.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.